Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of the Church, Queen of Martyrs, St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of the Franciscans of the Immaculate, today we celebrate with great joy the solemnity of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, who is the inspiration, the particular inspiration for this institute in the spirituality of St. Francis, and with a particular emphasis on the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady, Queen of the Angels. St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe was called by Pope St. John Paul II the saint for our troubled times. I think we can pretty much assume that everyone knows the basic details of the life of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, that he was a priest of the Franciscan order, that he organized a great apostolate of promoting knowledge and love of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in particular of total consecration to her, that he had a brilliant life filled with amazing accomplishments as an apostle of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He founded the Milicia Immaculata, which became a worldwide organization for the lay faithful to live a life of devotion to Mary and consecration. And then at the height of his young life during the Second World War, he was taken and imprisoned at Auschwitz, where he gave his life up voluntarily to save the life of an innocent man condemned to death, a man who was the father of a family. And out of compassion, St. Maximilian offered to take the place of this prisoner. And after several weeks of starvation in a bunker, was then finally killed by a lethal injection by the Gestapo. That's his basic biography, and we honor St. Maximilian with a couple of titles: the Martyr of Charity and Fool of Love for the Immaculate, which summarize very well the spirit of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. And I would like to comment on the fact that he is named the patron of the pro-life movement. We're now once again very conscious of the evil of abortion, with a series of videos that have come out showing the practice of Planned Parenthood of selling parts of aborted babies. And so the entire country and the entire world is now focused once again on this issue. Thanks be to God, because there's an opportunity, a new opportunity, to redouble our efforts and struggle for an end to this evil. There's a wonderful book on St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that was published by our publishing house and was edited by one of our late brothers, Francis Calvillage, this book, Colby, Saint of the Immaculate. And he dedicates a chapter in this book to St. Maximilian, patron of the pro-life movement. And I'd just like to read a few paragraphs which are very informative for the spiritual aspect of this struggle and how St. Maximilian exemplifies through his life and through his teaching what it is that is our task now as simply as Christians. And we have in St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe a lesson of example and of teaching for how we can be more Christ-like through the consecration to the Immaculate and thus follow Christ and through the sacrifice of Christ obtain liberation from this evil of abortion. Brother Francis writes, "Sacrifice is vitally necessary. Christ made it clear. You are either for me or against me." I often try to convey this idea about the need for a radical decision. We can't be half Christian, half secular. Either we're Christians or we're not. And if we choose Christ, as Brother Francis goes on to say, there is no middle ground, no room for compromise when it comes to human life and the eternal salvation of souls. The goal of the struggle for the right to life of all human beings is the salvation of everyone, including the abortionist and even the so-called pro-choice politicians, some of whom call themselves Catholics. Every radical pro-lifer who gives him or herself over, body, soul, intellect, and will, to Mary, to be used as an instrument in her battle against the demon of impurity, an enemy of life, brings the ultimate triumph of good over evil that much closer. So here he is pointing to the great power inherent in consecration to Mary. It's Mary's power, given to her by Christ to crush the head of the demon and to lead souls to salvation. And so by consecrating ourselves to her, we become instruments, if we are true to that consecration, and if we follow the example of St. Maximilian, we become these instruments in her hand, and then she can use us to crush the head of the serpent, who's the enemy of all mankind. Jesus showed the way to victory by the way of the cross, to lay down one's life. Bishop Sheen used to say that the communists believed in the spirit of revolution, whereas we Christians believe in the revolution of the spirit. There has to be a violent change of heart in the ranks of pro-lifers. He's referring here to the scripture passage where it says that heaven will be taken by the violent, meaning those who are able to conquer themselves and our own fallen nature in order to be true to the spirit of Christ. St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe then exemplified for us the true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary to the point of becoming an instrument, and also is an example of the effectiveness of that consecration. He himself gave himself entirely to the Mother of God and the Mother of our Savior and allowed her to shape him. And she shaped him so perfectly in the form of her Son that when he had the opportunity to save another, a family man, he laid down his life freely. He was not compelled to do so, not by a threat to the faith. Many martyrs whom we venerate gave their life for the truth. That is, they were invited to deny Christ and would not do so, and so suffered the ultimate consequence on earth. St. Maximilian wasn't threatened with that kind of demand to deny the faith. He simply offered his life because he could thus win the life, win the freedom of another person. And also very appropriate to our times in which the family is at the center of the diabolical assault. He gave his life for a family man. And so on this count also is a very excellent example for us to look to study, and to imitate. There's much more that could be said, but I think that's sufficient for now, just to remember St. Maximilian as the patron of the pro-life movement, as an example of the effectiveness of total consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who can make us, if we give her that opportunity, she will form us into more perfect imitators of her Son, and thus we can live out our Christian vocation of being Christ in the world, to bring Christ to others and bring others to Christ through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.